this Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. It's 7:38. You know what that music means. That means we're coming close this Friday. Michigan State football comes back on WJR, and that means we have the great one, the coach Mark D'Antonio, and brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools, and by Hines Park Lincoln. Here's Steve Courtney.
You know, I just don't know where time goes. Mark D'Antonio is entering his ninth season on the MSU sideline. 4-11 win seasons over the last 5 years. 2 Big Ten championships, 2 Big Ten division titles, a school record, 4 consecutive bowl wins. They go into this campaign ranked number 5. Number 5 in all the land, and the good coach joins us now. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, coach. Good.
Spectacular. First and foremost, how was the summer? You and the fam get a chance to relax and get away a little bit, coach?
Yeah, you get away, but you're never too far away. You're sort of always dealing with something. But
really,
it was a great summer. It was a great summer, I think, for our entire football program. So we just keep marching. You know how it goes.
Well, there's no question about it. And as I mentioned leading up to you, coach, number 5 in all the land, and again in your 9th season at Michigan State, you, sir, have propelled this program to one of the elite in all the land.
Well, there's been a lot of people going in the same direction here, and I know that I've said that many times, really since day one here. And you know, if you look at this program right now, you know, you've got a head coach who's been here for 9 years, but you also have an athletic director and an administration that has also been there for 9 straight years. So you add on the fact that our board of trustees have been very supportive as well, and they're pretty consistent in terms of who's been there. Coach Perlis, Joel Ferguson, people like that. Mitch Lyons is on it. So, you know, there's a lot of consistency here, and then, you know, we've not had very much attrition. So guys wait their turn, and they play, and they've played well. So it's a credit to what's going on here as a total, not just the coaching area, but players as well, and then certainly administration.
And while you're trying to get things done on the gridiron, you've done such a great job of that, coach. Your basketball counterpart, Tom Izzo, just jetting off to Italy and, you know, enjoying
nice.
Life.
Not bad.
It's a nice deal if you can get it. In any event, we've got our tri-captains all set. And I'll tell you what, from a leadership standpoint, coach, this 2015 Spartan team in good hands, Jack Allen, Shalik Calhoun, Darian Harris, and you've already gone on record saying the leadership is certainly there.
Leadership is one thing that I think as your seniors go, you go. You know, Connor Cook's going to have a huge part of that as well. Along with those three guys, you know, R.J. Williamson's a senior. We've got a lot of guys that are seniors that have played a lot of football here throughout the last four years, really. You know, they've been in the program for 4 years. So, you know, that goes back to all the way to 2011 when a lot of these guys were redshirted. So that's exciting for them. I think they're poised to have a great season. You know, you're playing one at a time. We got a big one this Friday.
It all starts, and it's amazing how quick the calendar goes. And, you know, I don't want to bring up a negative, coach, but when you talk about the 2015 Spartan team, you can't talk about the subtraction of linebacker Ed Davis. You had gone on record, sir, as saying that when you take a look at what he amounts to sideline, maybe one of the best linebackers in Spartan history, he is not available. The next man up philosophy certainly kicks in, and what that means is opportunity for somebody else.
Yeah, it really does. First of all, Ed's an outstanding person. He'll try and come back for a sixth year next year, and he's a guy that, you know, he's big, powerful, slippery, you know, everything you want in a linebacker, and he made a lot of plays for us. You know, that now falls to you know, John Reschke and Chris Fry, guys who both played a lot of football for us. Those guys have had very, very good camps as well. We've got depth at the linebacker position, so that's been a positive. You know, Drake Martinez is a guy that could see action as well, whether it's at either of the linebacker spots. So there's added depth there. You know, we're just sort of waiting. You know, it's going to be interesting to find out a little bit more who we are as we move into the Friday's game, you know, because I think everybody in the country waits for that first game, and they sort of want to, you know, where are we? Where are we? What's going on? Who's the playmakers? Who's the new guys? They may be redshirt freshmen, they may be redshirt sophomores or true sophomores, but there's new guys that are playing that will have to step up and make plays. But we've got a lot of guys back on our football team that have been in you know, meaningful games, such as this one, opening up their the 2015 season.
Coach, is it a difficult spot to be in? You've been at this level for a long time. Going into the first game after all the workouts, the scrimmages, all the work that's been put in, you really don't know what this team is all about at this point, do you?
I don't think everybody totally knows, because it's you know, you've got experience, but
sure,
it's a new year. It's a new time. And so I think that with that new time comes a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, and a lot of you know, everybody has goals over their football program, and they're all going to get going this weekend. So it's an exciting time, I think, in the country for college football, and it's no difference here. I mean, very excited, looking forward to go over to Kalamazoo, and you know, that's why we did this a number of years ago, to create an excitement like this, not just you know, to do that for a community, and I think that's what's happening.
And it's a wonderful deal, Coach. We appreciate it. Certainly looking forward to our Monday and Friday visits with you throughout the season. It's going to be another special one. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll chat again very, very soon.
Happy sir. Start of the season to you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks again, and go green as always.
Go white.
Go white. Coach Mark D'Antonio.